The environmental advocacy group Prairie Rivers Network holds its annual dinner tonight at the I Hotel in Champaign. This year's keynote speaker is John Cantor, senior wildlife biologist at the National Wildlife Federation. He'll be joined by his brother Rob, an associate professor at the University of Illinois and host of WIOL's Environmental Almanac. I spoke with both Cantor brothers about their message to tonight's audience and how they developed their love of nature, starting with John.
You know, it started for me with just a fascination with like, you know, African wildlife and watching Mutual of Omaha and you know, going to the Cincinnati Zoo. I mean, I was enamored with African elephants, and I always wanted to go to the zoo and check out the elephants. And being the youngest, sometimes my wishes were granted, and I'd pull everybody else along.
We ended up being happy to go along, too.
I think we all had that biophilia gene that they talk about.
Yeah, and John, I'm curious just for your perspective on, you know, what the current climate is for an organization like yours. I don't think it's any secret that the Trump administration has rolled back some environmental protections here, you know, since they took office going on 2 years ago. What kind of challenges has that presented for a group like the National Wildlife Federation?
Well, I think, you know, it puts us in a posture perhaps more defensive than we want to be, not seeing good things like Clean Air Act, clean water stuff provisions, you know, rolled back. I mean, certainly, you know, that's not something, and then, as I said, that puts us in a defensive posture. That said, conservation's always been bipartisan. And, you know, I think that's what puts us in a position to say we all have common interests in, you know, conserving water, clean water, natural lands, and the wildlife that we enjoy and appreciate.
You know, what's the discussion going to be like with a couple of brothers on the stage here? Rob, I guess we'll start with you on that.
Well, let me tell a story about John. For one, you know, he talked about his fascination with wildlife. As a really young kid, John wasn't just fascinated with wildlife. He didn't want to just go see it at the zoo. John wanted to be an African elephant. And people would say, oh, you mean a zookeeper or a veterinarian? And he would say, no, I want to be an elephant.
I haven't lived up to that. My ears are still pretty small and my nose is, well, it's getting larger as I get older, but
he hasn't met all of his goals.
Yeah. But we've always had other folks, and we're bringing other folks in with us. And I think it's just important to note that although America is facing a wildlife crisis right now, you know, we're looking at a third of the species at some risk of extinction in the U.S. You know, sometimes I'll talk about the great bird I saw the day, and I know, you know, people's eyes kind of glaze over, but you're going to find every once in a while that one or two people that says, "Will you take me out sometime? I want to see that." And at that point, you've engaged somebody in becoming a conservation advocate.
Or sometimes you take an entire writing class out for a walk on campus and find a peregrine falcon roosting on a building nearby. And you know that 22 people who have never knowingly laid eyes on an animal that was endangered, you know, you've changed their lives at that moment.
That's Rob Cantor and his brother John previewing their message to tonight's Prairie Rivers Network annual dinner at the I Hotel in Champaign. You can find more information about the event at prairierivers.org/dinner. And one note, Prairie Rivers Network is a financial supporter of WILL.